This is Senator Al Simpson. Foreign investment in the United States means jobs for Americans. So why all the hype and hoorah? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, direct foreign money pumped into this country totaled $57 billion last year. That shows an obviously strong foreign interest and confidence in America's manufacturing, retail, wholesale trade, and real estate lines. We have seen an undue amount of unwarranted fear over the numbers of foreign investments. When Japanese money purchased a large portion of the 7-Eleven chain, Americans wondered just who is doing the slurping. Fact is, British investors do the lion's share of putting up the foreign bucks here, holding twice the amount of the Japanese. So let's leave emotion and some pretty ugly nativist sentiment out of the equation. Foreign investment here means jobs for American workers and keeping strength in the American economy.
Al, you're not just chewing broccoli today. Foreign investment is what's kept our economy afloat during these years of irresponsible economic policies that have produced massive budget deficits. The Bush administration is so concerned about rocking the boat that it's even opposing sensible bills in Congress to find out exactly how much foreign investment there is. Several countries invest heavily in the United States, but Japan attracts the most attention and concern, partly because of the surge of Japanese investment in the 1980s, and partly because of the spectacular purchases by Japan of well-known U.S. corporations and real estate. Part of the reason for concern is the lack of reciprocity. Japanese firms invest widely in the United States, but Japan severely restricts U.S. investment there. That's not fair, Al. A good way for Japan to reduce tension over its investments in the U.S. is to allow more U.S. firms to invest in Japan. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.